Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. And now, the sugar baby in the sugar factory. WNYC art critic Deborah Solomon joins us to talk about the Carol Walker Show at the Domino Sugar Factory, featuring a 75-foot-long, 35-foot-tall sphinx made out of sugar, made on the occasion of the demolition of the sugar refining plant on the Williamsburg waterfront, as you probably know, to build housing. Hi, Deborah. Good morning.
Hi there, Brian.
And this is public art that's bringing the public into a space they may never have seen before and won't see again. Some people are even nostalgic for the demise of the Domino Sugar Factory without ever having worked there or been inside.
The Domino Sugar Factory is now looking its absolute best. If you've never been there, this is the time to go. Carol Walker has installed a monumental sculpture that I hope you have seen a photograph of. There is no way to describe this piece.
And it is that striking.
We
put a few photos on our website for people who want to follow along right now. So go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. And if you've already visited the Carol Walker exhibit and have a photo sitting on your phone, tweet it to us and we'll feature it on our site if it shows something a little different. We also want to know what you thought of it, if you've been one of the many people to see this exhibit. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And this is really the exhibit that everybody's talking about in New York. Sometimes there's a breakout thing, you know, in this city where there are a gazillion spaces to see art at any one time. Right now it's, Carol Walker at Domino Sugar.
Absolutely. It's a monumental sculpture, first of all. It's larger than life. And when you come upon this female figure at the end of the shadowy warehouse, you think, who is she? Who is this deity? Who is this colossus? Is this Carol Walker or is this some fantasy creature that she imagined? And as you look, you notice that the woman is naked except for a bandana on her head. And that tells you a very important detail, which is that this woman is a mammy. She's wearing the Aunt Jemima headscarf, Brian. That headscarf that we all know from the pancake box.
This is a commentary on American history.
And so she is recycling a stereotype, right? The cliche of the mammy who was one of the, of course, central figures in antebellum slave life. She's recycling her into a – she's elevating her into a position of power in this piece. That's what the piece is about to me. It's like a revenge fantasy come true, this heavy mammy who probably spent her life sweeping floors and washing dishes is suddenly elevated to the scale of an Egyptian deity.
That's a very different kind of revenge fantasy than, say, a Quentin Tarantino shoot 'em up.
Well, it's interesting. I was just thinking, actually, that Django Unchained takes place at Candyland. The plantation is called Candyland. And this is an actual Candyland because in the film, the plantation is a cotton plantation, not a sugarcane plantation. Most of the sugar plantations, as we all know, were in the Caribbean, not in the American South. But this is an authentic sugar land. That Carol Walker has built for us in order to rethink the past and in some ways erase it and create a better vision of the future.
The artist herself was on with Leonard Lopate recently, and Carol Walker talked a bit more about the historical web that she's weaving with this work and the historic space and the sugar trade. Here's a 30-second clip.
The history of Domino is a part of this larger, 500 or 1,000-year history of sugar. I was really interested in sugar's arrival in the New World, and so I think of this as kind of a sphinx for the New World, tied to the slave trade, tied to a triangle trade that included both Africa, the Caribbean, and Europe, and the United States in the form of molasses, rum, and the invisible commodity and all of these trades between sugar and sugar plantations and rum refineries was African bodies.
And if we think the North was so holier than thou at the time and not related to any of this, my understanding of the history is that the Domino Sugar Factory in Brooklyn was actually the largest sugar refinery in the U.S. at the period of the Civil War.
Right. And by the late 19th century, it was supplying half the sugar in the United States. It was run by the Havemeyer family, which we've generally associated with more genteel memories, such as the street named for them in Brooklyn and the Havemeyer collection at the Metropolitan Museum, which is a fabulous collection of mostly Impressionist paintings.
And it smells like sugar when you walk in.
It's a very sensual experience because it's true. We get to inhale the heady scent of sugar and molasses. And I think that's important because the female figure is a figure of sensuality, unlike the mammy. If you think of the stereotypical mammy, she's not very sexual. She's kind of a de-sexed mother figure who's there to wash your socks, whereas this woman has her clothes off and clearly likes her physique.
By the way, the title of the work is a mouthful. I'm going to read it. It's A Subtlety, and remember that word, a subtlety, subtlety as a noun, A Subtlety, or The Marvelous Sugar Baby, an homage to the unpaid and overworked artisans who have refined our sweet tastes from the cane fields to the kitchens of the New World on the occasion of the demolition of the Domino Sugar Refining Plant. Whew. But what is a subtlety?
A subtlety refers to an actual object that was used in the Middle Ages to adorn the tabletops of aristocrats. A subtlety was basically what we think of as a marzipan sculpture. It could be a piece of fruit. It could be a likeness of the king.
It's like a little figurine made of sugar?
Exactly. And the reason the word subtlety strikes us as totally inappropriate. It's annoying because this Kara Walker piece is anything but subtle.
75 feet long, 35 feet high, this Sphinx.
Exactly. But I think the word subtlety probably once was like delicacy, the way we use the word delicacy to describe perhaps something special at a meal.
And the work is so site-specific. It's made of sugar, about sugar, in a sugar factory. And Domino, I read, donated 80 tons of sugar to the project. Do you know how it came to be that the public art organization Creative Time got this show in that space and with Kara Walker?
I think this is one of those friend of a friend situations where somebody from Creative Time is friendly with the developer who owns the factory and is about to demolish it and thought that it would be a wonderful place for an art installation, and invited Kara Walker to come muse on the history of sugar. And when you say site-specific, I think that's so important because so much site-specific sculpture is sculpture that to the public seems as if it could go anywhere. Like Richard Serra, let me just quickly bring up Tilted Ark. It's our most famous example of contemporary public sculpture, and it doesn't exist. It's in a warehouse in Maryland. Mm. Because the public could not accept that it was built for that site. The public never understood why it had to be on Federal Plaza. They thought, why can't this go anywhere? Why can't this go in Central Park? With Kara Walker's piece, one reason it is so satisfying is it couldn't be anywhere but that Domino Sugar Factory. And it's very coherent. It really brings together a concept with form and provides, I think, a very complete aesthetic and also intellectual experience.
Tony in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Good morning, or whatever it is. I found it very interesting, this piece saying that the Sphinx was an African woman, because ironically, the original Sphinx of ancient Egypt, some scholars argue that that is an African woman. The Sphinx that's laying there in Egypt, mm-hmm. that's thousands of years old. Well, so I found it very interesting.
Yeah, well, the Sphinx is very much a postmodern figure of ambiguous gender. Originally, the Sphinx was female in Greek myth, but the Egyptians turned the Sphinx. If you're talking about the Great Sphinx at Giza, that figure is a male figure because the pharaoh put his own head on the top of it.
Should it surprise us that Domino contributed material for this show that is such an indictment of the entire sugar industry? You haven't thought about that question.
Oh, no, of course I have. Of course I have. Well, I think also Michelle Obama and various others have reminded us that sugar it can be an instrument of harm lately. Sugar has been getting a bad rap everywhere. So I think generally this is probably good publicity for Domino. It may remind you of the way cigarette companies like Philip Morris gave money to museums in the 80s.
I guess. Well, one of my producers went to see it, and the people in line in front of her didn't know what the show is. They were there to see the inside of the Domino Sugar Factory before it gets demolished. And many people have never seen the inside of the space before that they've seen the sign for a million times driving past. And they won't ever get to see it again. It'll be turned into a massive apartment and office space complex, part of the changing character of the neighborhood. Mayor de Blasio's big victory over increasing the percentage of square footage devoted to affordable housing. What does that mean for this show? What does that mean for the experience?
Well, I think again, it's very site-specific in that it's a real New York piece. Here we are on the New York waterfront, on the East River in Williamsburg, and it's a piece that's inseparable from the history of the city and a building that has stood there for more than 100 years. And what's interesting is that the piece itself will not last. Just as the building is coming down, the piece will be destroyed
at the end
of its appearance.
One of the amazing parts of it is these 5-foot-tall sculptures of children made out of molasses holding baskets, and they're melting. You can literally see them dripping there, and there are puddles at their feet. So it's not just the space that's doomed. The work is, too.
And I love the idea of this grand female deity becoming unavailable at the end of the show, because grand sculptures often end up in backyards in the Hamptons, and she's not going to the Hamptons. You know, nobody can own her. And in that sense, too, she's a revenge on the whole idea of people as property.
Listeners, keep those Twitter photos coming of your representations of the Kara Walker Show, if you've seen it. The show, A Subtlety, is on Kent Avenue and South First Street in Williamsburg at the Domino Sugar Factory. And it's going to run for a while yet. You've got until July 6th to go see it. So WNYC art critic Deborah Solomon, thanks for putting so many good words to the art.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, 101 Great Things About Life in New York. Now, that was a 1976 New York Times list, and we will revisit it and have you make a list of 101 Great Things About Life in New York today and see how they compare. Stay tuned.